Tell me. Okay, well done. Come sit down. Right, that's very, that's lovely to listen to. Well done. So why have you chosen
Gershwin?
What is it about Gershwin?
I was familiar with a lot of his music. I really liked the music. It was quite challenging for me, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to...
Okay. Tell me about Gershwin's compositional style, then.
Well, he originally wrote for musicals. And quite a lot of his songs have been written for operas or something similar, but have been taken and turned into jazz songs, which are the more well-known ones.
Okay, so why did you choose these particular songs?
I've Got Rhythm and The Way You Wear Your Hat are songs that I've always loved, and they're quite upbeat, cheerful, which worked well with Summertime, which is obviously a very well-known song, which Summertime was probably the most challenging one for me.
What's that?
I've not been used to singing in that sort of range before.
So how did you overcome those challenges?
I just practiced a lot. I previously sung it in a slightly higher key.
Yeah.
So then I found it slightly easier to sing it in that key because...
What technique, vocal techniques have you had to use to sing in that higher key?
I've worked on using my breath more and being able to control it and not forcing the sound out as much as I used to. Just controlling it and trying to...
Okay. And how's the listening? I see here that you've sort of listened to a few jazz versions and then decided that's not where you want to sing it. So how has the listening, perhaps a Charlotte Church version, how has your background listening influenced your performance?
Well, the jazz versions in some of the songs, I tried to add in maybe like slight slurs on some of the notes, which it was influenced from the jazz listenings that I listened to. The Charlotte Church one is probably the one that's most similar to the style that I chose because it's less jazzy, and she's chosen to do it in the way that Gershwin wrote it as opposed to the way that people have interpreted it in a jazz style.
Yeah, but you say here that you have decided to, you know, you've listened to Ella and Jude Garland and Billie Holiday and designed that it's not the style for you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, well done. I thought your performance was very good. I think the next stage of the learning just needs to be warmer. I think partly it's just confidence. You sung them beautifully, and I think your intonation and your control is excellent. Yes, you'll cut a couple of slips, but I think your performing of them was very, very good, and you should be proud of what you've achieved. It's just practice now. It's in terms of, you know, trying to find some more performance opportunities for you, just to be a warmer, so you don't stand there slightly petrified, as you probably were, because you're not used to doing this. And, you know, the quality of what you're singing, there's vibrato in there, there's some really accurate diction. You didn't mark up the fact you weren't doing a repeat, but anyway, I'll just put a line through it. I know it said no, but shove a line through it. You perform more, and you just need to be really confident. The fact you did it from memory was superb. I know you had one bit where you forgot the words, but you know that comes with practice. And I think it's just hours, you know, miles on the clock now, like driving. You know, it seems to be more of it, and just to get a warmer performance and just draw the examiner in more. But I thought what you did was very, very good. Your Viva needs work, so I'll chat to you next week on it. Because the fact you've listened to these and decided that you don't like that style, therefore we now need to find the pieces, and I'm trying to do a bit of research, but you now need to find
pieces.
There's
not that many pieces out there.
No, so that's what I need to get my head around working out to do. So, so it's about now, you know, like the Charlotte Church one, for example, how you can find, or it might be you just listen to performances of these musicals. So you might find, just go search for some recordings of Girl Crazy and Paul Newbest and so on, and that's where you get the, even if, you know, it might be a male singer, I don't know, singing some of them, you know, it's how you're putting that style, because you're really going for that musical theatre style. So it's now about that, and we need to tighten up your theme as well, because your title
Yeah.
It's the music of George Gershwin from 1929, and then you explain that. But we'll do some work on it next week. But I thought it was very good.
Okay. Is it long enough?